It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. The State Attorney General's Office announced this week that the backlog of sexual assault kits the state has faced for decades has now been taken care of. Wisconsin State Attorney General Brad Schimmel joins us this morning to talk about that. Attorney General Schimmel, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, John, and thank you for having me on.
You announced earlier this week that testing on Wisconsin's decades-old backlog of sexual assault kits has been completed. Give us the backstory.
Well, this is actually a nationwide problem, and for decades, all across America, survivors of sexual assault who came forward and submitted to an invasive sexual assault examination thought that their kits were being forwarded for testing, but ultimately, over 100,000 of them, we don't know the exact number nationwide, but many, many thousands of kits were simply put in storage and never tested. There were a lot of reasons given for that. Sometimes, unfortunately, somebody in the criminal justice system didn't believe the victim and simply didn't take steps to further investigate the case. Other times, the kit wasn't needed to resolve that particular case. But the lesson we've learned over the years now is that offenders often have more than one victim. And when you test the evidence in the one case, even though you don't think you need it for that case, you can help resolve other cases and bring justice for other victims and prevent that perpetrator from committing other offenses. I learned this in my years as an assistant DA assigned to the Sensitive Crimes Unit in Waukesha County DA's office. And when I got to the Attorney General's office, I resolved to work to get this done, to make sure we tested these kits. So we were notified after I got into office that we were the recipients of a large amount of grant money that gave us the funding we needed to test the kits. The next issue was to conduct an inventory, find out what was out there, find out the nature of those cases, determine which cases we needed to test, and then get it going.
And as I understand it, there are still some sexual assault kits that have yet to be tested. There were five submitted this summer to private labs that are awaiting completion. What's the status of those?
Right. We worked for several years to complete an inventory, and we worked with all 558 law enforcement agencies in the state. And as of June 1st, we submitted our inventory to the granting authorities, and those were the kits we were moving forward with testing. Since that date, we were notified by two different law enforcement agencies that they had identified five other kits that may be necessary to test. We have shipped several of those, four of them, to laboratories ready for shipping, for testing. And the other, we are still trying to determine whether that is it will be a kit that's eligible for testing in this process.
How many private labs were used in helping to clear this backlog?
Ultimately, three. We initially did a request for bids, and no lab in America said they wanted our money. No one had the capacity to test the kits. We ultimately convinced Bode Cellmark Laboratories to take this on. They agreed to test 3,000 of our kits. That was all the capacity they could provide us, even over the course of a couple years. We were eventually successful in convincing Sorensen Laboratories and Marshall University Laboratory to step in and take responsibility for the remaining kits. So we were able to get almost 4,200 kits tested. Actually, on August 31st, we were notified that the process was complete.
We're talking with Brad Schimmel, Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, who announced this week that Wisconsin's sexual assault kit backlog has been resolved. Well, during the process and after your announcement, of course, you've heard criticism on this from Democrats saying that this took too long. You've responded that they just don't understand the complexity of the process. What would you like to add to that? What's come up since your announcement of this news?
Well, I would continue to assert that they don't understand the nature of the problem, or they're misleading people, because this wasn't a money problem. It wasn't a question of anyone having the will to get this done. We certainly had that. It was a capacity issue, and there simply were not labs available to be able to test this, because we took over 25 years of kits nationwide and really dumped them into the system all at once and expected the existing capacity to be able to test those. And it wasn't possible to just create more capacity out of thin air. So we've gotten these done as quickly as we could. And frankly, we've resolved a problem that began before I became an assistant DA in 1989. And we've resolved that in less than 3 years. That's a great accomplishment. And we will make sure I think the more important accomplishment is that the process we've now put in place, working with partners from law enforcement, victim advocacy groups, and the crime lab, this new process we've put in place will ensure that this doesn't happen again.
Okay, so going forward then, will we be using our state's crime lab to do our testing here in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, that's the immediate plan. Right now, we test almost 1,000 current case sexual assault kits a year at the state crime lab. We are unquestionably pressing the capacity of our crime lab. It is possible that these other labs could provide an outlet for us to have some of this testing done for us, and that's something we may consider in the future. Right now, we haven't worked out those details. So right now, yes, we'll be planning to test them at the state crime lab. And the things we've done, we now have a uniform kit being used statewide. And that kit uses a barcode system to protect victim privacy. And it remains a victim-centered process, which is what's really unique about the process we developed here in Wisconsin, that makes sure we don't take away power and control from a survivor of sexual assault who's already had power and control taken from them by the offender. We want to make sure that they maintain input and say over what happens with evidence that's collected from their body. We always have to remember that this system cannot work without survivors coming forward. We cannot hold offenders accountable if survivors don't come forward. So this system that we use to resolve their cases needs to be one that's centered around them and focused on their needs and focused on their wishes. So we maintain that. But we have a new protocol now that offers survivors who come forward and have a kit collected the option, if they're not ready to go forward with an investigation right now, we offer them the option to have that kit stored at the crime lab. And when they reach the point that they are ready to go forward, we'll be ready to move quickly. We won't have to find that kit. We'll know exactly where it is.
If the state crime lab had more resources, would it be able to process more kits, or is that not really the issue here?
Well, it's not really the issue because as we came into this process, we needed to test 4,200 kits. We needed a large increase in capacity, but that was a temporary increase in capacity. It wouldn't have made sense for us to hire more staff at the crime lab on that temporary basis. Instead, this worked out well to go to labs that we've worked with before and we know are reliable, and they didn't have the capacity to snap their fingers and get it done instantly, but they were able to get this done in what I think was a very quick manner. Frankly, they had promised us they would get it done by the end of this year. They underpromised and overachieved by getting it done by the end of August.
Brad Schimmel is the Attorney General of Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up, while the partisan divide has grown wider than ever, it's not the whole story of our politics. We explore Wisconsin's swing voters after this break for news. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.